You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Mirrors. We all look in the mirror on a regular basis. It doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman. You could be in the best shape of your life, or you could be having a bad hair day. Chances are, in the past 24 hours, you've looked at your reflection in the mirror. You've examined your physical appearance. You've looked at the clothes you're wearing. You've looked at your new haircut. Bottom line is, we all use mirrors often. Now, in the same way that the body needs food, your spirit needs spiritual food, because the Bible said, "You shall not live by bread alone." Equally, in the same way you check your reflection in the mirror, you need to check your spiritual reflection against God's mirror, His Word. Self-examination is needed for every believer. Self-examination is important if you desire to grow spiritually. So let's conduct a short exercise. If a spiritual mirror was put up in front of you right now, what would we see? Would we see a godly attitude or a worldly attitude? Would we see stains of unforgiveness and bitterness? Or would we see you dressed in a garment of forgiveness because you yourself have been forgiven? If a spiritual mirror was put up in front of you right now, what would you be wearing? The full armor of God, or the lust and pleasures of this world? We need to pray that our lives reflect a godly character. We need to pray that our lives really reflect Jesus Christ. Don't be a Christian who loves the name and the title, but behaves in a completely different manner. We need to be desiring that the Holy Spirit would teach us how to honestly evaluate ourselves. And the Holy Ghost can do this. He can help you to recognize your shortcomings. He can convict you, but equally strengthen you to correct your behavior. And the truth is, we can never fully examine ourselves without the help of the Lord. The reason for this is because, as humans, we have a tendency to make excuses. We tend to take liberties and try to explain our problems as mistakes, weaknesses, or mishaps. But by God's standards, by the standards in the Word of God, sin is called sin. Sexual immorality is called sexual immorality. Pride is called pride. There are no mistakes or lesser sins. The Bible calls it as it is, and that's the standard we should judge ourselves by. I love the fact that David had such a willingness and a desire to say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties." This is the mark of a believer who is determined to live righteously before the Lord. Lamentations 3, verse 40 says,
"You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord. The Bible calls for us to examine ourselves, that we may become more and more like Christ and less like the world. We are to scrutinize ourselves, to investigate our actions, and to assess our intentions. Are you doing what you do for the glory of God? Or are you performing for self-exaltation? 1 Corinthians 11, verse 28 says, "Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." So I encourage you to be obedient to this and examine what you tolerate in your life. Be critical about what you give room to.
The Bible calls for us to examine ourselves, to investigate, to assess, and to scrutinize ourselves. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 says, "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28 says, "Let a person examine himself then and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup." Examine what you tolerate in your life. What do you give room to? Examine who you associate with, the company you keep. What are they feeding you? What kind of seeds are they planting in your life? It's important to examine yourself against the standard of God's Word. And it's only when you take the Word of God and use it as a mirror in your own life that you can truly examine yourself and ask questions like, "What ungodly things do I tolerate? What ungodly conversations am I involved in? What ungodly thoughts am I entertaining?" You see, to the outside world, you can look as though you are full of enthusiasm for Jesus Christ. You can appear to be the model Christian. You can be an encourager to others and yet still be struggling yourself. You can witness the gospel of Jesus Christ but still be struggling with your own salvation. The point I am trying to make is that we as people can hide our real selves. We are rarely transparent with our battles. How many people come out and admit that they struggle with pride? How many people have you come across who will openly say that my area of weakness is anger, it's unforgiveness, it's lust? However, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 3, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Meaning that God sees deep and beyond the physical. The sight of the Lord reaches all the way down into the chambers of your heart. We can deceive people and fool them into thinking that we are doing well and that we are strong Christians. But we cannot deceive the Lord. The Lord knows every detail of your every thought. He weighs your intentions and sees what drives you. So examine your heart, evaluate yourself, judge yourself honestly, so that you can go before the Lord and ask for strength and grace and mercy. You know if you are really a doer of the word instead of just a hearer. You know if you are genuinely striving to live and practice righteousness. Other people may not see it, but you know if Jesus Christ really is the King of your heart. And I want to remind you that God also knows the answers to these questions. He sees all. So remember Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40. "Let us test and examine our ways and return to the Lord." 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28, let a person examine himself, then and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.